Blog Talk Radio.
This is your girl, Aisha, coming to you. Sorry. It's early in the morning. I got my V8. I love V8. I'm going to start bringing shakes to let you know what shakes I'm drinking. I'm drinking my V8. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Oh, my God. I have so much. We have so much to talk about right here on the Bachelor Network. Yes, baby, we are here. And I am Aisha with the Behind the Dreams. Yes, we got to talk about stuff behind the dreams before they get to their dreams. I'm going to tell you behind the stories of some of them. And we're going to talk today about me, my background. Yes, I was on the radio station with L.A. Bachelor. He's always going to be a bachelor for life if he get married. But anyways, I was on the radio station doing my thing with gospel. I was on interning. I had a degree in communication at High Point University. I'm just so excited to introduce myself. I have two daughters, and I'm going to get whenever we go on a little break, I'm going to wrap it all up and tie it all up into what the blogger myself have to talk about. This is your new blogger. I'm so excited. Are you BFF? I'm so excited. And I am actually a PK. Anybody don't know what a PK is? It's a preacher kid. Yes. Yes. Anybody know about PK? Well, I'm raising my hand. When you first get started, you have to do the ushering to the... You might have to play the drums if you keep a beat with the shouting. So you might have to do that. You might have to do a lot of things as a PK. And I'm gonna tie it all together. And we also gonna talk about this evening, sex trafficking with children. Because I am a mother, because I'm a single mother of two, we gotta address this. This is going on. We have to address what's going on in the world, because what's going on in the world, it doesn't make sense. Nobody is addressing the things that we have to address, the things that is hurting our society, the things that is taking our young children down. You got the police shooting us. Why are the police still, like, shooting us? I got an opinion about that, but that's on another episode. So being a single parent with two little girls and a PK, we got to tap this up. We got to wrap it up. We have got to address these pastors. Well, we really got to address these pastors. And I know we're new, and we have to address being a single parent and what to do with people that is trying to solicit our daughters for sex trafficking, because I'm a very advocate of it. I'm just like, you got to stop this. We have got to stop this. We got to slow down, because if we don't slow down, things are going to start happening. Yes, BFF, things are going to start. We got to address this, especially in our community. Especially, it's not a color thing. It's not black, nor white, nor nothing. It's we got to stop and save our children. We gotta address the pastors. We have got to address the pastors of what's going on. I know because I'm a PK kid, I have to address the PK. And I know it's Sunday. It's Sunday, everyone. I know it's time to have church. I know the roundaway girl is in my mind, but it's time to go to church. It's time to get up. It's time to get your morning started. It's time to be celebrating that you lived another day. Yes, you lived another day that you never seen before. It's time to get up. Wake up. I'm going to give you 4 minutes. Not 4 minutes, 4 seconds. I'm going to give you some shout music to get up. Forget it. You're not getting up. Wake up, because your girl Aisha is on live here. Your girl Ice is live. We got to talk about these pastors. We got to talk about sex trafficking. I just read an article, about the sex trafficking. I get to that on our break. But we got to address it. Well, you got to tell me your opinion about it. Write me. Get in contact with me. You can get in contact with me behind the dreams 101 at yahoo.com. That again, behind the dreams 101 yahoo.com. But if you don't feel like, if you want to get to me immediately, I have my Facebook up and it's Aisha Campbell. You can see me. I got one head shaved and the other one to the side. That's Aisha Campbell. And pronounce my name right. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to pronounce my name right, but let's just try. All you got to do is point to your eye, and then say, sure, Aisha. That's easy. 1, 2, 3. Let me not say 1, 2, 3 because somebody named their kid A, B, C, D, E. That's another topic. Why are we naming our kids A, B, C, D, E? I don't know. I do not know why we name it. And then get mad because the airline was laughing. But, hey, I have two kids. That's our parents. But it's Aisha. That's just simple. I'm going to spell it out for you if you want to get in contact to talk about what's going on with these pastors. If you want to just say, well, Aisha, I see what you're talking about these pastors. They just going berserk, and then they supposed to be in our community, helping the community, helping out here that the ones that's broken. But are they broken themselves and trying to cover up? That's behind the dreams. Are you covering up your demons and going for to a pastor to cover it up and say that you're a person of this, the call, and you're really not? We got to address this. We have to address this because we can sometimes cover up that which we need to, if we're broken, we need to tell somebody we're broken before you become a leader. We see that now and I guess it's y'all president, but it's not mine. I just call him 45. When you're a leader, you can't be broken. If you're broken, you got to go get fixed before you become a leader because that stuff will come to surface. And then you're leading a flock. And now you're exposed. But, hey, that's my opinion. What is going on with the pastors? You can reach me on Facebook. Now, let me spell my name. It's A as in Apple, I as in Ice, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A. And my last name is Campbell, like the Campbell soup. Because I'm on good, BFF. I'm good like that. So reach me. I know that we have to address these pastors. It's Sunday. People are on their way to church. They believe in their pastors, but their pastors are human. I get that. But they're a leader who might be exposed. It's time out playing church. It's time to get real. It's time to get real. Y'all keep continuing to listen in. Tune in. Tune in. Give me your opinion. I'm on Facebook. I need to know. I need to know. Now, don't turn away from the church. Because we have pastors like this. Because someone is living right. I'm a PK kid, so someone is living right. Someone is living right. So we have to address it. Because of a single parent, we have to make our kids aware. We have to send out the message. We got to send out the message. Be aware. Don't go with strangers. Don't get involved in temptation. My kids, they have company over. I went to the mall with them, walking in the mall, because people are getting snatched up every day. Every day young kids are getting snatched up. We just read an article. I think if she was in Greensboro, got snatched up. But I'm going to take a short break. Right here, keep it locked. The Bachelor Network.
Trial date has been delayed now for two local pastors accused of sex trafficking and the former Lucas County Administrator.
Today, Pastor Anthony Haynes was appointed a new legal team. 1380C's Alexis Means has more on what this means for the other defendants. Pastor Cordell Jenkins' lawyer admits he's in the dark right now and doesn't know if three or two defendants will go to trial. Pastor Anthony Haynes' family retained new lawyers for him. The judge never said why, and his new attorney declined to comment. Lawyers John Thieves and Peter Wagner will take over Haynes' high-profile case. The move forced the judge to push back the trial date from September to late October. The lawyers will need to get caught up on the case and evidence. Haynes and Pastor Cordell Jenkins are charged with child sex trafficking and other charges. Jenkins' wife, former county administrator Laura Lloyd Jenkins, is accused of obstructing a sex trafficking investigation as well as lying. During today's court proceeding, the judge also felt it was important for the new lawyers to have the opportunity to determine if there is any ability or desire on behalf of Haynes and the government to agree on a plea deal. The judge set a firm plea deal deadline for September 5th. He expressed the deadline only applies to Haynes. Pastor Jenkins' lawyer explained what it means for his client's case.
Now the issue is with Haynes getting more time to decide whether or not he's entering into a plea. That's a little bit concerning because part of that plea could very well be him testifying against my client and could make some issues that we'd have to look at that time.
They'll also have to take a look at what happens when Pastor Kenneth Butler is sentenced. He previously changed his plea from not guilty to guilty. He's facing sex trafficking children charges and obstruction. His plea calls for a 17-year prison sentence. In Toledo, Alexis Means, 13ABC, Action News.
All right, you heard it first. This is Action News. You heard it first. But let me say, you're listening to the Behind the Dreams with Aisha Campbell on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network. So we got to discuss this. We have got to address this. We got to discuss this. Pastors, are you listening? You can chime in and let me know about how you feel about pastors are doing this. Let me go back to the story because this is very deep. This is very deep. You have three pastors. One is Cordell Jenkins, Kenneth Butler, and Anthony Haynes. Three pastors who have been accused of assaulting or sexually assaulting teenagers, girls. This is going on in the church, inside the church. And I'm not here to bash no churches. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I told you I was a PK. I'm a PK, and I have two kids. So you decide. You decide if you're taking up for the kids, right, or because this is a – supposedly men of God, you're going to say, well, every church is not like this. Someone is living right. Someone is getting the word out right. Someone is reaching out in the community. Someone is telling them about the Bible. And they said the Bible is instruction before leaving this world. So someone is getting this message out. But these three guys, and let me give you their age, 37, 38, 47. You should know better. You should know better. Message. And then the sickening part about these pastors is they go and get foster kids. Some was getting foster kids sexually assaulting these kids because they wear the cloth, because the people trust got into the system to add more to the kids being sexually assaulted. You tell me. You tell me if we do not have a problem here. Tell me if we don't have a problem with this. Because I told you at the beginning that I am a PK. This does not supposed to go on. This is not supposed to be going on. And the kids ranging from 14 and 13 year old. And you're sitting here signing, going in foster care training and getting foster kids to sex trafficking these kids. How dare you? Sit yourself down before you get exposed. And then these people had a nerve to write a letter on the website, the church website, and says, let me find it. Give me time. Hold on. I got it. Okay, here we go. He calls himself Pastor B now. He's saying he publicly apologized. It is never my intention to hurt or displease God, let alone you and the people. When did you realize that it wasn't your intention to hurt people? You hurt these little kids, you sick person. You hurt these little kids, and you saying, and you write in the church. Now, you wrote in the church website, it was never your intention. Come on, PFF, we got to get down to the point. Come on now, work with a sister. You got to get down to the point. That was never your intention to displease God or hurt people. Hurt people hurt other people, BFF. That's why when you get in a relationship, they hurt you because they've been hurt. They never had gotten over the hurt. So somebody hurt them. Now they hurting the other people. And then now, since they hurting people, they think they're going to get, well, they do get money for sex trafficking kids. They do get money for this. People was being snatched up. In Charlotte or Concord, it was happening at the mall. At the mall. This is in North Carolina, y'all. North Carolina, sex trafficking. Sex trafficking in North Carolina. It happened at the mall. People snatching kids up. They got arrested because an undercover cop seen them. Let's address this. Pastors, people sex trafficking. This is a serious issue in the United States. Let me give you the statistics. The U.S. Justice Department estimated that 14,500 to 17,500 people are trafficking into the country every year. Every year. And in 2006, the global, and it's slavery because you're snatching people up. It's the same thing as slavery. Estimate that the U.S. United States citizens and immigrants together is 57,700 people are victims of human sex trafficking. When I went to a museum, the lady gave her testimony as a child. She went to go spend a night with her friend. The friend's daddy was sex trafficking her. Snatched when he saw that opportunity, when they went to sleep, he grabbed her up. Now she's missing. She had to get away. She had to get away from and run away because they easily, when they run away, the people who was victimizing them come and snatch them back up and abuse them even more because they ran away. We have to address it. We have to get these young kids to understand. You don't go and stay by yourself in groups. Don't hold a conversation with these people because you know they targeting young girls. They are targeting young girls and sometimes men. Sick people. These sick people out here. But let's get to the. I know my time is almost up. But let's address another person, a celebrity that has been exposed of sex trafficking, and that's R. Kelly. That's R. Kelly who is doing it. People are coming more and more out that R. Kelly, these young girls, and they said the youngest one was like 14 years old. And they asked the lady, is the 14-year-old mother looking for him? And they said no. Because why are they not looking for him? Because the mother and the fathers are accepting money for these kids. And your kids, you are selling an auction off your kids. That's the same thing as prostitution. That's the same thing as slavery. We have got to stop this slave mentality as parents. I am a parent, and I know that is absolutely, we have, as a parent, we have to protect our kids at every cost. At every cost, we have to protect them. At every cost. And you want to tell me that you sent these kids off just to get some dollars? Some dollars now. Come on, BFF. If you are a single parent or even if you're married, you tell me your opinion about this. Why are mothers prostituting their own kids? Why are mothers and fathers prostituting their own kids? Why are they letting people, and then when you let someone spend a night, When your kids have to spend a night with other people, you go inside their house. You check their house out. You make sure that everything is checked out. And I know, well, personally, I got my opinion about people spending the night. You know, hey, it is what it is. But I know that they have their friends, but make sure you know that parent. Make sure you know that parent. You know, I experienced where a young lady dropped her kids off, and I didn't even know her. She dropped her daughter off, and it was snowing. I never met her. She dropped. Well, you know, I thank God that I'm, you know, not. But how you not know a person and get to know a person? R. Kelly. And then it's, well, you know, I'm a blogger. Let's just keep it real. R. Kelly has been reported to have, I know it's Christian folks might be listening, but he's reported to have herpes. So he's giving these young kids herpes. And now your daughter coming back with herpes. And then your young kids, 16 and 15 and stuff. How you not know where your daughter is at? Because they're with an artist, R. Kelly. Did you not hear about him? How did we get to the point that we made it comfortable and made it okay because our kids are with a celebrity? How, BFF? How are we doing this? How are we doing this? How are we making it okay to let our sons and daughters go with celebrities because they're celebrities? Why isn't R. Kelly not in jail? If everybody is testifying that he did this, why is it not the same as these pastors? I'm a blogger. Come on, talk to me. Is it not the same thing as the bloggers? How is it that the pastors can go down? And I'm not saying there's a difference, because there's not a difference. How is it that pastors can go down, but R. Kelly doesn't go down? How is it that since R. Kelly does not have the funds like he used to have, and now people are coming out. Women are coming out now he was doing this at the age of 14 through 16, 17. And sometimes he might think you have aged out. Like, how are we letting our kids go and not be aware of where you at? Then they tell me that R. Kelly would not let them use cell phones. Cell phones. My child kid's cell phone better be on at all times. You better charge that thing, and when you away out of my presence, that phone better be charged up. And you know, I don't have an expensive phone, but my daughter's getting me an iPhone, because iPhone can now track your kids. They can track that cell phone. Put that tracker on that cell phone, because you know the kids can be walking and somebody come with a van. I'm going to tell everyone, if you see, now don't run from no church van, but if you see a white van that does not have windows, run. If that van does not have windows, run away, get away. If they coming on the curb, you walk on the at that house and knock on the door. Run. That's not a church van. That's people wanting to collect kids. Run. If you see people that is just following you, and when you take two steps, they take two, run. Knock on somebody's door, and hopefully that somebody might be a nice person or a female, because, you know, females are, and males too. Males are very compassionate too, but especially if they got sons and daughters. If they got sons and daughters, run. But these pastors need to stop. How are you sitting here laying your hands? You actually laying your hands on kids. You really not. You're laying hands on kids. You know, you used to people laying in your pastors laying their hands on their forehead and praying. Now they just going all out. They really laying their hands on kids where their hands need to be. Now I'm thinking you might as well pray for me in the distance with. Don't lay your hands on my kids, especially if your male don't lay your hands on females. And I'm about to say little boys, too. because we see more and more that little boys are getting sexually assaulted. It is reported that R. Kelly was sexually assaulted by a male of his family member. It is reported this. It is reported. This is behind the dream. This is behind the dream. This is behind the dream. These are behind. You can only say behind the scenes, but this is behind the dream. It's going on today. It's going on today. Why are we not made aware of that it's going on today? Kids are getting abducted. And sometimes African-American kids are getting abducted, and no one says nothing. No one says anything. Like those kids in D.C., they was getting abducted. No one said anything. It had to be reported on social media before it get awareness. People are not making this stuff awareness. You know, let's bring R. Kelly. If he is guilty of it and they have videos and he keep claiming it's his brother, even his own brother is testifying against him. His own brother is testifying against him because he's dealing with men and women. Then let's talk, BFF. He's dealing with men and women. And I'm going to tie it back to the church. R. Kelly is even writing gospel music for gospel artists. He is doing this. He's doing this. Me and R. Kelly share, our mothers have the same name, Sadie. But R. Kelly is writing music for gospel artists. This is how all of this is tying together. You got pastors. You have pastors sitting here sex trafficking kids and molesting kids. You have R. Kelly doing the same thing and writing gospel music for our Christian ears. What is going on? Talk to me. Talk to me, because I talk back. Talk to me. If you got your shake in the morning, I know this was too heavy on your brain, and like, wow, I know it was too heavy on your brain. Put your shake glass, just shake it up, shake it right, shake it, because it's going on. It's going on today. I just saw an article, a pastor naked, falling out the window because he got caught with a member of the church. He got caught. They coming out the woodwork. This sex trafficking has got to stop, everyone. It's got to stop. We're going to have to start praying for our kids, praying for this nation. We're going to have to start praying. Come on, talk to me, BFF, because right now is the time to start talking, start addressing this, start addressing the awareness, start addressing this awareness, because and then it's reported that he has, or Kelly has been doing this. He did it with Aaliyah. He did it with Aaliyah and got married, went out of the country and did it with Aaliyah. And nobody is saying R. Kelly should be locked up. Because what if that was your son or your daughter that he was molested? What if this was your kids? What would you do? And he's still writing music for gospel artists and R&B artists. But I'm concerned about the gospel artists because this is going on in the church. This is going on in the church. A kid just got molested in the church, in the bathroom, in the bathroom. We need to have those ushers like, I just seen him, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to address this to stop this mess, but as a single mother, and as a single father, or even husband and wife married couple, or even if it's a grandma that's raising grandkids, we got to stop it. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to Behind the Dreams with Aisha on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there. And God, say now,
we fall down,
oh, my
but
mind.
We get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
get up.
Back up.
We fall down,
oh my my my,
get
we get back up again. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall down.
Stay down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the
I'm not afraid.
there, this is L.A. Bachelor, host of the Bachelor Pad show from the Bachelor Pad Network, inviting you to tune in on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, for the Donaldson File with your hosts Tom Donaldson and Coco Cosney. They bring politics and other perspectives from the left and from the right. The Donaldson Files every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
If you want to hear another view of the latest developments in Trump's Washington, listen to the Dr. Larry Show. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, Dr. Larry is a former businessman, entrepreneur, college president, and author who provides background and context for current events and trends in politics, education, foreign policy, and religion from a conservative perspective. Tune in and hear the other side as Dr. Larry talks with Washington insiders exclusively on blogtalkradio.com and the podcast at thebachelorpadnetwork.com.
Join Barry Barnes for Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Network as he presents NFL news and evaluates players Fridays at 9 a.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com.
Inside, and who is the one? Take a chance.